Call the meeting to order. Tuesday, February 17th, House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. Present are...
Mr. Chairman, what was the date?
Oh, I got the date wrong, didn't I? I read the date.
Sorry.
Today is actually the 24th.
The day after my birthday.
Big mistake on my part. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Correction to the record. Today is the 24th. Time is 1:05 p.m. Present are Representative Olson, Representative Book, Representative Lynn, and myself, Rep. Gatto. First thing is housekeeping. If you own a cell phone, please help us out by making sure that if you are so important that you need to be on call, that you get it to vibrate, not ring. We have three bills before us, HCR 7, HJR 10, and HJR 16. Their names will be come up as we have them. We'll start with HCR 7. And for the record and for the benefit of recording secretary, you'll have to identify yourself and your affiliation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Laura Pierre, staff to Representative Nancy Dahlstrom. House Concurrent Resolution 7 is a fairly simple bill. Back in 2007, the legislature passed a bill creating the Decoration of Honor Medal. This would give a medal to the next of kin of a member of the military who is killed in action, who is stationed in Alaska, deployed anywhere, and killed during their service. This resolution simply adds six individuals who were killed from January 1st, 2008 until December 31st, 2008 to the list, and their families will be receiving the medal if this passes this year at the May 23rd ceremony in Anchorage. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. Like I said, it's pretty straightforward.
And we have in the packet the list of the existing list, which, you know, I didn't count all the names, but it's...
Mr. Chairman, there's 171 individuals.
171 existing?
Who were recognized from statehood through 2007.
So 171, and we want to add just six?
Six.
And the names are listed here. Representative Kawasaki has arrived. Representative Harris has arrived. Join the group. And they're right on time because we just opened the meeting and we have before us HJR 7, which is the Alaska Decoration of Honor Bill, which allows us to add some of our killed in action soldiers to an existing list to receive the Alaska Decoration of Honor. And is there any testimony from the committee? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone online or anyone online? No one online. Anyone in the audience that wants to make a comment? No one in the audience. Close public testimony. Brings
what about that guy back there? Doesn't he want to give comment?
He does not. Mm-hmm. No, sir, he does not. He was very clear about that to me.
He told me earlier in all that he wanted to testify today.
He's available as for questions, but has no testimony.
Oh, he didn't have anything to say?
Well, he does have a lot to say. He just doesn't want to have to say it.
All right.
He has his bride there to speak on his behalf.
All right. Mr. Chairman, you want a motion to move it?
I do want a motion, sir.
Mr. Your vice chair going to move it? Or I'll move that we move House Concurrent Resolution Number 7 from committee with individual recommendations and probably no fiscal notes. So.
None. Is there an objection from the committee? Seeing and hearing none, HJR 7 moves from committee.
Thank you.
That's the first of three. Go to number two now.
Which is?
House HJR 10. Shoved my glasses over to me so I wouldn't miss out. This was a bill.
Beautiful young woman came to see me here today.
She came to see me too, and boy, she probably remembers that meeting. But Mr. Representative Guttenberg is not able to be here, and she'll probably tell us that. But thank you for being here, Representative Kawasaki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It looks like there's a CS work draft. We need to have that moved.
So you'll move CS for HJR 10.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move the CS for House Joint Resolution Number 10, 26LS0313/E for discussion.
Is there an objection? We have before us the work draft for CSHJR 10, version E. You have the floor. Have to identify yourself and your affiliation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Chris Reed, R-E-I-D. I am an intern with Representative Guttenberg, and he was unfortunately not able to be here today, so it is my privilege to be here. House Joint Resolution 10 is encouraging the United States Congress to improve health care for our veterans. Now, currently, there is a good breadth of stuff available for our veterans out there, provided by the VA, by Alaska Primary Care, and other health care providers. But we want to beef that up, especially for areas of rural Alaska where we see the need. And we want to encourage the partnership of the VA with community health care services. Representative Kawasaki, through the chair, did move this so that the House joint resolution is a CS. And so there's changes. I'd like to go over those changes with you if you'd like.
Yes. We would. Okay. Yeah, please do.
So you have a copy of that in front of you. The first four whereases are the same. The fifth whereas, on line 16, we've added post-traumatic stress syndrome. The sixth whereas, originally we had in there asking for a VA hospital. We have since decided that that is not a good idea. That was in the old, the House Joint Resolution 10 was around line 5 or 6 on page 2. We have taken that hospital out because of our research. We've talked to many people, and they have said that having a VA hospital in Alaska would require all veterans to come to that place. If it were in Anchorage, all veterans would have to go to that hospital. And we feel that it would be better for veterans to stay in their communities with their families. And right now there's already that in place. There's that structure, the clinics in place, but we want to beef that up for the veterans so that they get the care that they need. The seventh whereas is the same. What you'll notice is the last 9 whereases have been added to this resolution. And those were recommended to us by Shelley Hughes of the Alaska Primary Care Association. It's a resolution that she wrote that we incorporated into this one. Any questions so far, Mr. Chair?
None yet.
None yet.
Did you want, Representative Book has one.
Well, I would, I'm looking for my copy of the CS. I was wondering if you have
any. Here, you want mine?
Representative Harris memorized his before he came here, so.
The ladies that were in there, they did a great job of convincing me already, so I know how I'm doing.
Thank you, sir.
And Ms. Hughes is in the back row. Did you want to speak to, okay, would you come forward and join Ms. Reed at the podium there?
Join.
Sure. Right. Two chairs, two people, one microphone.
Hi, I'm Chris Reed. Nice to meet you.
No fighting up there now.
I'd just like to testify in
name,
support.
Name.
Oh, yes.
Affiliation.
Name. Oh, I know that. I'm Shelley Hughes, Government Affairs Director with Alaska Primary Care Association. And I'm going to throw in there, I'm a proud wife of a Vietnam medic who is still in the field of medical medicine here in Alaska, and also the proud mother of a C-130 pilot in the Air Force who's done 3 tours in Iraq. We're supporting this. We've been hearing from clinics across the state that they are caring for veterans right now in the outlying areas. As you know, many Guard, National Guard folks have been called overseas, and they're returning to the outlying areas where they don't have access, and there are certain criteria that must be met before travel is covered. And so what is happening is these veterans are staying in their communities, and they're showing up at the clinics in the communities, and we're eating the cost, actually, is what's happening. We have been working with the state VA office, Director Alex Spector, for the last couple of years, but progress has been slow, and the federal red tape is very frustrating. And we believe that there needs to be collaboration at the federal level between the VA and local providers such as community health centers and other, and I know the tribal health clinics also are interested in helping with this issue as well. And the process needs to be streamlined. There needs to be various options where it's not so difficult with individual arrangements taking a couple of years as we've experienced here. And one of the barriers has been the insistence on the use of the CPRS that VA uses. That's a computerized patient record system. And that's one of the things that may need to be taken care of. I think it is addressed in the mentioned in the resolution. But we see the need for the current young men and women, our heroes, returning, particularly with these psychological injuries. But also, we have aging veterans in this state with increasing health needs, and they as well need access. So we're in support of the resolution. It's an honor to be here and to know that that you are all here looking out for our veterans in Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to call you Shelley. Because
that's fine.
I called you Shelley for, I don't know, a dozen years or so. And just for clarification, she has a son that not only is a pilot in the Air Force, 3 terms overseas, but also an Academy graduate. So congratulations. Being a good mom to make something like that happen. Representative Book.
I do have, and I'm not sure who this question would be to, Mr. Chairman. We have a new facility that's in the process of being built on Elmendorf. It is a VA. Clinic Hospital, what exactly, how would you define that facility and its functions and its capabilities?
Actually, Pierre might be able to answer it. My understanding, that's for active duty. Is that correct?
We want your testimony.
Could we have Mr. Pierre come to the microphone and join the two ladies and give us make some comments addressing Representative Book's question to the microphone, name and ID.
For the record, Mr. Chairman, my name is McHugh Pierre, Legislative Liaison, Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Through the chair, Representative Book, the new facility that is being built is a veterans hospital / clinic. It's not the full-scale hospital you'll see in the lower 48. However, it is still termed a hospital, and it will be joined by the existing new hospital that serves the Elmendorf and Fort Richardson service members there that is on base. There's going to be a sky bridge that actually goes over the fence delineating what is federal property and what is state property that will connect these two facilities and will allow both to work with the same doctors, the same staff, and share records that way. So it is a VA hospital, and it will be the first of its kind in Alaska.
Thank you. There was, if I might continue, there was an allusion to the VA record-keeping process, and to my knowledge, the VA has been recognized as one of the leaders in medical record-keeping throughout not only America but the world because of their transient patient criteria. They have established and maintained one of the best record keeping systems that are currently available. So that is one of the things that I have seen in my almost 40 years of relationship with the VA. So as probably the only person in the room who has had a ongoing relationship with the VA, I have seen the benefit of that in particular as far as their record keeping is concerned, looking forward to you know, at least acknowledging that component. So I have also been a beneficiary of some services for the clinic in Anchorage, both on an ongoing patient basis and also some of the surgeries that they afford there, and they've done a really good job considering the size. However, your issue and what is at heart here is not only finding those veterans through some of the efforts that some of my colleagues have, but in informing them as to some of the mechanics that are out there, whether it's actually having to visit a hospital or getting the telemedicine connections that are available in the state already. So there are some things out there in this state that we are being
very preeminent in, and I think they need to be acknowledged, and I'm really grateful for your efforts in putting forth this resolution as well, so thank you.
And Representative Buick, are you a veteran?
Yes, sir.
For how long?
Almost 40 years.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
That means you're only 53 years old. You went in when you were 13.
That means that by appearances, sir, I'm a lot younger than I look.
He's giving you a compliment. I lay right there.
I will. Thanks.
Yeah, we don't want to comment on that compliment.
Thanks for your service to the country, by the way.
Okay.
Thanks to your son's service to the country as well.
And name's Peter.
Are you a constituent of his?
I am.
I knew there was a connection. Conflict of interest, too.
I have to make a declaration.
And Representative Kawasaki.
Are we done with testimony?
Unless someone else has more to add, you have a piece of paper here with your name on it.
I do. It's got, yeah, look Thanks. At that. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a, are we closing public testimony then? There's no one online.
I'm sorry. We can, yeah. Is there any more public testimony? Close public testimony. Come back to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have before you a copy of a work draft, as well as a page full of amendments, two pages full of amendments. And if I can, how do you want me to do it? You want me to go through amendment line by line?
You have the microphone. It's your privilege. If you want to go through amendment line by line, but you might mention that.
Why don't you move the amendment and I'll object to it, and then we can get going on this thing.
Perfect. I'd move the amendment.
Object.
Would that be number one, sir?
I think. It's not numbered.
Got it. Right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to explain line by line what the amendment does. And you have an accompanying copy of the work draft with markup language. The page 2, line 5 and 6 reference specifically deals with the fact that we actually do have hospitals. This is a continuing sort of joint resolution that's come through a couple times when we didn't have a veterans hospital. We do, in fact, have one now that strikes that reference. The next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 references in the amendment number 1 deal with adding community health centers into the discussion, as Shelley Hughes mentioned earlier. Page 2, amendment number 1, deals with it's dealing with language for veterans who reside outside of the vicinity of an immediate hospital or healthcare system. Amendment, the next page 4, line 18. Page 4, line 18, basically, again, it's just a community health center reference to add that into the dialogue. And substance abuse treatment centers, which are available in places like Anchorage. And then last, page 4, line 19. Just puts up reference for other appropriate local providers. It's basically the whole amendment is technical cleanup in nature.
Is there an objection?
Yeah, I objected. I want to listen to the carrier of the bill and see if they're okay with all these amendments.
Through the chair, may I ask your question again, please?
What he's saying is that since you're carrying the bill and you have just heard several amendments,
yes.
The question is, are the amendments helpful, hurtful, beneficial? Your thoughts on what you would like to see about the amendments, and then we'll vote on them after we've heard from you.
I do think that they are important because we've been working with Shelley Hughes, who you heard from earlier from Alaska Primary Care Association. And you can hear her heart in this. And she spent a lot of time writing up this resolution. And as we read hers and we read ours, we realized that they needed to go together. It made more sense to us. And Alaska Primary Care being in Alaska and very prevalent and wanting to help. So we think that's very important.
Maybe I could ask if Shelly Hughes could come back up and make sure that.
Yes, this is Shelly Hughes of the Alaska Primary Care Association. And did you have a question, Representative Harris?
My question to you was the same as to my other good friend right beside you there. Are you supportive of these amendments?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, that's all I want to know. Thank you. No objection.
So the objection is removed. Is there any other objection? Seeing and hearing none, the amendment is adopted. We now have before us the bill as amended.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move from Committee CS for House Joint Resolution 108/E as amended from committee.
Is there an objection? Seeing and hearing none, the bill moves from committee. Thank you very much. We now can go to the third and final.
Oh, is there a fiscal note with the attached fiscal note?
And we'll back up, attached fiscal note, individual recommendations. Thank you. We'll now go to House Joint Resolution 16.
Object. Your bill.
It's me and Representative Dahlstrom. Oh, okay. And you've already objected. Well, that ends this committee. I have my committee aide, Sandra Wilson, who will be presenting this on my behalf. And please introduce yourself. Mention that you used to be an intern or now working for me, because Ms. Reed is an intern currently here, and you never know what the future will hold.
My name is Sandra Wilson. I'm staff to Representative Gatto. I'm going to present House Resolution, Joint Resolution number 16. Currently, there's federal law that says that 3% of federal contracts should be contracted out to veteran-owned small businesses. They haven't been fully complying with 3%. There are two federal statutes which you have before you, as well as an executive order that asks that the government continue to basically to follow the 3%. And what it is they take the full amount of monies that go out to contracted or subcontracted out, and 3% of that money should go to a small business or small businesses that are owned by service disabled veterans. Basically,
the whole bill is a 3% bill. It's encouraging the federal government to, encouraging the state, I'm sorry, to honor the federal government's requirement.
Correct. It asks that we look into why the state of Alaska, federal government entities within the state of Alaska, have not been following through with following the 3% procurement preference.
Okay, so under veteran benefits, we're trying to make sure that, because veterans are people that may have wanted to start a small business, any business, but wound up serving the country overseas and were unable to get their business going at the time when normally they would have been able to, they're returning, and we want to give them an edge, this 3% edge.
Correct.
Any questions, committee? Okay, public testimony. Anyone in the audience want to testify? Come on up.
Like a simple resolution to me.
Name and ID.
My name is Amber Sawyer. I won't give you my ID, but I will tell you that I graduated from Colony High School in 2006. So I am part of your district, Representative Gatto.
They're everywhere.
Literally, actually. My boyfriend, who also graduated from Colony High School and resides in your district, is in Iraq right now. So we're literally all over the world. But I just wanted to testify, since I'm here in the Capitol anyways, in support of this bill. Excuse me, there's a cold going around. I'm part of the American Legion Auxiliary in the Valley at Post 35, and it's amazing to see some of the veterans there, especially on Veterans Day. I mean, we literally had a man have a heart attack on Veterans Day. and he was a business owner. I'm sorry. We have plenty of disabled veterans that already have enough problems between their own disabilities and having to deal with their medical problems, and in many cases, in older veterans, their education problems. Let me put it like this. My dad was in the Air Force for 20 years, and he's a disabled veteran. He's 44 years old, and he's had 6 knee surgeries. When he found out that this bill was coming up when I was here, he called me from Mexico, thank you, where he was on vacation to celebrate my brother's birthday, to ask me to come and thank you. He's not even his palm business owner. He's the second in command at the Post 35, and he just wanted to say thank you. So it really, really does mean a lot.
Well, when you get a chance, I'll speak for the committee and say thank you for showing up, and you're welcome to your thank you. Representative Book?
We really appreciate you taking the time to testify. This is, for many people, this is not a usual circumstance where they get to put their heart on their sleeve, and it is a very courageous thing, and we want to thank you for your testimony. It really makes a difference. So you're doing great. I understand that this is really, you know, your heart and soul. But, you know, it makes a difference to those of us that are here when we hear your kind of testimony. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And we can say, go Knights.
Well, you can, especially Gabe went there. So. Sorry.
All my kids know
the representative's
there. Every
son.
One of them.
Yeah.
4 kids all went to Colony. So, yeah, I know Colony. Thank you very much for your testimony. Are you done?
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Well done. Is there any other public testimony? Anyone online? Close public testimony.
I know that we move House Joint Resolution 16 to committee with individual recommendations.
Who's the chair around here?
I made a motion. You can agree to it or not. You want your bill to move?
Is there an objection to moving the bill from committee? Hearing and seeing none. House Joint Resolution 16 moves from committee.
That usually quiets the chairman down when you say you want your bill to move.
I have no objections. Thank you very much. Without anything else to say, we are adjourned.